With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Gauging audience interest can be a tricky beast at the best of times, but in the cases of these 10 movies, the focus was perhaps placed in the wrong direction, because the most appealing part of each film that we're going to discuss today was ultimately pushed to the periphery. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 better movies that were secretly hidden in films. Number 10, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hamlet, Last Action Hero. There's a strong argument to be made that Arnold Schwarzenegger's cult action comedy Last Action Hero is one of the most criminally underrated blockbusters of the last 30 years. An inventive, ahead-of-its-time action flick that audiences of 1993 just weren't ready for. But co-writer Shane Black wrote a minute-long scene in the 131-minute tentpole that suggested something even more entertaining than the meta-deconstruction of Schwarzenegger's career that we actually ended up with. And that is, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Hamlet. Now, early on in the film, Arnie mega-fan Danny is watching Laurence Olivier's 1948 adaptation of Hamlet when he suddenly daydreams about a more amped-up version starring Schwarzenegger. The brief but hilarious fake trailer shows Arnie chomping cigars, throwing bad guys through windows, mowing others down with a damn Uzi, and blowing up a castle while acting out the Bard's legendary play. As much as this scene is basically a joke about A-list movie stars being cast in projects that they're totally unsuited for, the gag is brilliantly crafted enough that fans have been wishing that they actually got to see the real deal ever since. But alas, it never came to be. Number 9. Marlowe and Ikari survive on Skull Island. Kong Skull Island. So Kong Skull Island is a serviceable blockbuster movie that sneakily hides a far more interesting piece of work within it. And literally the film's opening scene tees this up by telling the story of two World War II fighter pilots who accidentally parachute onto Skull Island and whose attempts to kill each other are interrupted by the arrival of Kong. The story then skips forward almost three decades to 1973 and focuses on a totally different group of characters. However, we eventually learn that Marlowe is still alive on the island and that he and the Japanese pilot put aside their differences for their mutual survival until he was unfortunately killed by one of the island's monstrous skull crawlers. The story of two opposed soldiers coexisting on an island is clearly inspired by John Borman's similarly premised 1968 war film Hell in the Pacific, and with the added monster element makes for a way more compelling story than the fairly generic survival plot that we ended up with. Given that Marlowe's tale is so much more interesting and entertaining than anything offered up by Brie Larson and Tom Hiddleston's protagonists, it would have made sense for Kong Skull Island to be a more modest film centered around this pair. Number 8. Beckett, A Star Wars Story. Solo, A Star Wars Story. Though Solo, A Star Wars Story failed to make much of a dent at the box office, it was a pretty good movie, despite the fact that few were clamoring for an origin story to demystify Han Solo's early life. By far the strongest aspect of Solo is its early vibe as a big-budget sci-fi heist film, where the focus is trained on a high-wire holdup and the limelight is frequently stolen away from Han by his mentor Tobias Beckett, played with grim, gritty glee by Woody Harrelson. Ditching all of the desperation to tie the story to the wider Star Wars mythos and just focusing on Beckett and his gang dealing with the galaxy's criminal underworld, namely the Crimson Dawn Syndicate, would have been plenty material for a nicely self-contained spin-off. Obviously, Disney would have never have given Beckett, A Star Wars Story, a $300 million budget, but in purely artistic terms, Han Solo ended up perhaps being the least interesting and appealing part of his own movie. Number 7. Scrat's Adventures. any Ice Age movie. It's truly fascinating that despite having barely 10 minutes of screen time throughout the five Ice Age movies, Scrat is surely the series' most popular and iconic character. Scrat is a saber-toothed squirrel who is absolutely obsessed with storing his precious acorn for the winter, a quest which becomes increasingly hilariously outlandish with each passing installment, whereby he ends up responsible for the separation of the continents, amongst other things. The Scrat scenes are typically the most entertaining part of each film, effectively serving as a short film that is pigeonholed in the middle of the main story. And because Scrat can't speak, there's a universal charm to these vignettes, not unlike classic silent films. The producers clearly appreciated Scrat's popularity as he starred in a number of separate short films, but honestly, why not give him his own movie? I mean, you could certainly argue that 100 minutes of Scrat might be too much of a good thing, but a more modest 70-minute animation, perhaps direct-to-streaming, chronicling Scrat's continued adventures, that would definitely work. Number 6. Wenwu the Conqueror, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Marvel Studios' recent Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings was a rock-solid introduction to the title character. But you know what? Let's be honest. Wasn't he totally overshadowed by his villainous father, Wenwu? This becomes apparent from the film's terrific prologue sequence, which quickly chronicles Wenwu's past, where he discovers the mysterious Ten Rings that give him basically godlike powers and allow him to become an unrivaled conqueror throughout human history. Though the prologue speeds through Wenwu's origin story, it's clear that there's a whole other movie's worth of material just waiting to be exploited here, of a man who unstoppably exerted his will upon any land he set foot upon. Tie this to his later discovery of the mythical land of Ta Lo, his romance with Ying Li, her murderer, and his subsequent attempts to bring her back to life, and you have got one hell of a story without even mentioning his son.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Number 5. The Heroism of Dory Miller, Pearl Harbor. Michael Bay's Pearl Harbor may feature spectacularly crafted action sequences, but it's also a wildly bloated 3-hour endurance trial with far too much focus placed on a dull love triangle between Ben Affleck, Kate Beckinsale, and Josh Hartnett's fairly uninteresting characters. Now, the attack on Pearl Harbor is absolutely a story worthy of the big screen blockbuster treatment, but when the film features so many actual people who were on the ground that day, why place the focus on three forgettable fictional characters? Perhaps the most interesting, inspired by true event story, is that of Petty Officer Second Class Doris Dory Miller, a black messman who, without any training, took control of an anti-aircraft gun during the attack and shot down several Japanese planes. As a result, Miller was the first black American to be awarded the coveted Navy Cross, which, any way you cut it, is a far worthier and more potential-riddled story than three folks just having their romance torn apart by war. This disparity was so glaringly obvious that Matt Stone and Trey Parker even made fun of it in their puppet actioner Team America World Police with the song The End of an Act, featuring the line, "I need you like Cuba Gooding needed a bigger part. He's way better than Ben Affleck." Number 4. The Congo Ground War – Independence Day Resurgence. Despite being a sequel to one of the most iconic and commercially successful blockbusters ever made, Independence Day Resurgence largely came and went with a whisper, failing to make much of a dent at all with the general public. And it probably didn't help that filmmaker Roland Emmerich set up a way, way, way more interesting movie with a single flippant line of dialogue, only to then dismiss it for the rest of the runtime. As we're introduced to Mbutu, the Congolese warlord of the National Republic of Ubuntu, it's mentioned that the nation of Ubuntu fought a decade-long ground war against the pockets of alien resistance still residing on Earth following the events of the first film. Sadly, we don't get any sort of flashback to accompany this, which sounds like a far cooler concept than the scattered, unfocused mess of generic alien action that we ended up with. Watching the Ubuntu force take on the remaining aliens in an intense ground skirmish with limited weaponry, no less, could have made for a lean, no-nonsense standalone sequel or indeed spin-off that wouldn't have required such a grotesquely bloated budget. Sadly, due to Resurgence colossally underperforming at the box office, it's safe to say that the franchise is pretty much dead now. Number 3. The expansion of the ISS – Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Luc Besson's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets may have been a critical and commercial disappointment, but its incredible opening scene suggested the seeds of a far more interesting movie. The gorgeous, affecting introductory montage depicts the development of the International Space Station, which later became the Intergalactic Space Station, over the course of several centuries. Set to the inspired musical choice of David Bowie's Space Oddity, the scene begins in 1975 and quickly leaps forward, chronicling the meetings of astronauts from different countries aboard the space station. Later, humanity makes contact with many far-flung alien species on this station, optimistically suggesting the community-expanding possibilities of cooperation amongst intelligent life in the universe. Though the sequence sadly only lasts about 3 minutes, it clearly could have been fleshed out into a feature-length exploration of human progress throughout the centuries, rather than turning into the more messy, pulpy action-adventure movie that we ended up with. Number 2. Logan Goes to War – X-Men Origins Wolverine. Arguably, no superhero movie has so spectacularly thrown away its awesome potential quicker or more blatantly than X-Men Origins Wolverine. The film's unforgettable opening title sequence shows Logan and his half-brother Victor fighting together throughout a century of modern human history. We see the pair as soldiers in the American Civil War, both World Wars and the Vietnam War, with the added twist that they of course use their superhuman abilities to best their foes while being completely invulnerable to conventional weaponry. It's a terrifically assembled action sequence that snappily showcases the potential of a superhero war movie starring the duo, which would have been a far snazzier thing than the generic superhero origin story that we ended up with, and probably would have been less expensive as well. It's a textbook example of an awesome scene in a bad movie, and it's a shame that a director like Logan's James Mangold never ended up aligned with such an inspired idea. With an R rating, this would have been absolute dynamite. And number 1, Black Ops Priests Battle Demons – Demonic. It sure isn't surprising that District 9 director Neil Blomkamp's new film Demonic turned out to be an abject critical failure, but damn if its trailer didn't suggest a much more interesting film encased inside. Near the end of the trailer for the sci-fi horror film, a character says the Vatican has been funding a black ops unit using priests like soldiers, accompanied by clips of badass priests kitting up to do battle with the primary demonic entity. Except this is a classic example of marketing bait and switch, as the advertised battle never takes place. When protagonist Carly arrives on the scene, the Black Ops priests have all been killed off-screen by the demon. It's one of the lousiest and most cynical anticlimaxes in any recent movie. There was presumably a budgetary decision intended to keep costs down and possibly due to the logistical challenges of shooting an involved set piece during the height of the pandemic. But those excuses don't make the end result sting much less though, because Blomkamp directing an all-out war between geared-up super soldier priests and supernatural beasties was so much cooler than the scarcely coherent mishmash of sci-fi and horror tropes that viewers ended up getting saddled with.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.